So, I mean, I guess, I hope you understand the progression here and the logic of what we're saying. We can potentially keep it exempt, but we have to know that that property never goes to an individual or another for-profit corporation. It has to go to a charitable purpose. You understand?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I will have to look at the partnership agreement and send that to you and tell you specifically where it is in there. But
right.
I'll also send you the, it's called the first right of refusal agreement that says it goes back to the charitable organization.
Yeah, but a first right refusal doesn't guarantee that they're going to do it. So, I mean, in other words, they may not.
I have to read through what it says exactly.
Okay, sounds good. Here's the only thing. We are supposed to wind up our session probably tomorrow, late morning, we're hoping. Can you get that to us ASAP? I can give you an email.
Yeah, let me write the email address down, and I will
get
through the documents here, so I can get off the phone, and
all right.
Like you.
All right.
Yeah,
stop
with them.
All right, Stephanie.
Hang on a second.
I mean, it may very well be exempt. We just have to have those things in front of us to make that determination. Stephanie.Spencer@taneycountymo.gov.
Okay. Stephanie,
Stephanie. Stephanie. Yes. Stephanie.Spencer@taneycountymo.gov.
Spencer T is S-P-E-N-C-E-R, Spencer?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I spell it right.
Yeah, just get us what you got.
TaneyCountyMo.gov.
TaneyCountyMo.gov. Okay.
So this is Susan, the assessor.
I will look that up and send it to you just as soon as we get off.
Okay, hold on.
I just want you to know, I'm not trying to pick on you. What I'm trying to do is clarify things like this one that we don't know the information on. Because there's a new assessor coming in, and that way he won't be confused whether something is or is not supposed to be on the rolls. We've done this for utilities,
okay.
and some of these other entities that we don't know if they're exempt or not. So I appreciate your help in this.
Yeah, and we certainly appreciate what you do. We know somebody who houses over there, but we just need to determine. Our job is to determine where up the land. And whether it's exempt or not. So, I mean, it's no question the purpose sounds like a 501c3. It's just the land we have to determine. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. And it may be, like I said, yes, the land and the building. I mean, that's what we're trying to determine, whether or not it's all goes to charity upon dissolution. But in any event, we're going to table this until tomorrow, I guess, at 10, because I don't really know that you can get it in time. Unless you get this today, we might call you back today. I don't know. But for the now, I'm going to make a motion on 3042 that we table tomorrow at 10.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay.
So we just wanted it.
Thank
clear
you.
For the next person, and they also have
thank
a Laura.
You.
So.
Like I said, all of that.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
If I may,
sure.
Is the primary contact on this? Is there a reason you're phoning us instead?
That's the number on the appeal. Huh?
Oh, okay. Well,
it says Donna is listed on there, but when I go through the phone tree, this is the number. I mean, if there's another extension when I call that phone tree, when I get the answering machine every time or the whatever answers, we're calling the 4135 number.
Okay.
All right, so that's how we're getting to in your email to Stephanie's. Yeah, well, it's not automatically rolling. I'm just punching the extension. If you want, tell us the number or extension and everything else that you want us to call in your email back to us. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
Hey, no problem. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay.
Museum property.
All right. Yes.
The emails that I sent you, there's corporation
warranty. There was also a letter from Chuck in there giving them the exemption.
Giving them what?
The exemption.
Yeah, and that.
On the building, right?
Well, I mean, the building and the land would be together, but I don't. It just depends not the shareholders agreement, but their bylaws have to say in a 501c3. I mean, in order to get that 501c3 exemption, everything has to go to charity, but that doesn't necessarily include the land. They've got it in a different LP, which is not a 501c3.
Now, could you have the exemption just on the buildings and the operation and not the land? So just
no, I mean the operation of the business, but the buildings are going to be part of the land. It's a fixture on the land.
Okay.
Yeah. The buildings and the stuff would be on there. And I don't know if they just messed that up. I don't know what attorney set it up, or if an attorney set it up, I have no idea.
Sheila.
Huh?
Sheila.
Okay. With respect to BOE 525, have we ever called them before? They're in Norman.
I don't know. The name looks familiar.
It looks like just a piece of land or something. Then again, the value on here may not be what it is. BOE 525, do we know what the value is?
Thirty-six acres. Yeah.
And what's the value? Is this somebody that went up substantially on their?
Oh, this is the one that has the sewer pipe going through it and flood.
This is on Sycamore Church Road.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And she said so. If we hay it or put a cow up there, this was one from really early on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would go with what Empire was saying at $2,500 an acre, with stuff that's in a floodplain.
What would that make her? What did I say she was? 32 acres.
The state tax commission.
36 acres.
Yeah. In other words, we're taking the rate, the normal rate, which would be the 40.
That puts her at 90,000 versus
156,820. Yeah. But if she gets some agriculture on next year, it'll drop it again.
Yeah. It's 36 acres.
36 yep. acres times 2,500 is what?
90,000.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County BOE. Good to talk to you again.
Good talking to you. Yeah.
All right. We've had some discussions with respect to this. We've had to value some other properties that are vacant that have been because there's not any ag production currently on it. We do have to put it at a fair market value determination. So. I think there was and we considered the floodplain and the other issues that you've raised. And it's my understanding, if I recall this one correctly, that you're probably going to be doing something agriculture on it in the coming years to get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But as to this year, do we have a motion on this? The assessor was at 46.
43.65.
Yeah. But what's the motion?
I would make a motion on BOE 525 to move the adjusted value, appraised value at $2,500 an acre for an appraised value of $90,000.
Okay, so a reduction down to $90,000. Okay.
I'll second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That price per acre you really can't get. Taney County, hardly, but given some of the challenges your property, we've reduced it down If you'll get a decision within a couple of days. If you don't agree with that decision, then you can take it to the state tax commission. We have given you some relief off of this based on the issues in your property. But if you have agriculture, you just contact the assessor's office in the coming year, and that will go back to a rate that is dictated by the state.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for owning the same county.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. With respect to JDHQ Land Holdings, this is the attorney again. I don't know if he's going to agree with that case or not. This is David Akers with Taney County Board of Equalization.
How you doing today, David?
I'm good. Okay. We've got you on today for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 again. All right. I assume you've had an opportunity to read that. I don't know if you agree or disagree with what we thought on it, but our thought process is that it is at fair market value. In other words, I don't think we can put it in an ag classification based on that decision from 22 out of the tax commission.
Remember the case, sort of as they go through with that case, they sort of take this parcel and say, despite the fact that it's in this residential area, based on uses and that legal test, determine that. I believe that the complainant does win that case based on the fact that they go through that sort of alternative test. I believe it's like section
correct
137. But I do see the applicability here in the sense that sort of a non-traditional vacant land.
We have that all over Taney County. So we can keep them ag and keep that percentage down to 12%, but it doesn't escape it doesn't get subclassified. It's still what the market will bring on it. And that's basically what I took out of that case. Because they didn't classify it as a number 7 or number 8. They put it at fair market value. So that's what I'm saying.
They say that any parcel that is determined to be agricultural through that alternative legal test is assigned fair market value.
Okay. Given that, do you want to argue the fair market value that's been assigned on your cases? I think that that's at
43.56.
An acre is basically what, and that was based on a land study. And candidly, I'm not sure. I suspect those parcels would bring more than that an acre. It's my thought process, but if you've got comps or something like that you want to share with us, please do.
We are not contesting the fair market value by the assessor.
All right. Based on that, do you want to withdraw the applications, or do you want us to rule on did you challenge classification? I believe. Did you challenge classification, or did you challenge
just value?
Okay. So at this time, would you like to withdraw it, or would you like to go ahead and have us rule on it?
We would like to withdraw these appeals.
Okay. I really appreciate it. I'm glad you considered that case, and I will show them these as withdrawn. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you for taking the time to discuss these appeals. I appreciate you going through the effort to sort of dig up that legal case, and I appreciate all